Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass.
Psalm 6. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake, for in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave who will give you thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today, weak and sinful people. By faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, we are regenerate. We are new creatures in Christ. You, O Lord, have plucked us out of this world and have set us apart for yourself. We know the theology, but now we have to live the way. We have to live the truth. We have to live the life we have in Christ. Guard us from causing our sinful lives to lead others farther away from you. Cleanse us, O Lord, of our weakness, of our sin, and of our hypocrisy in thought, word, and deed. Your Holy Spirit is ever present in our lives. He is desperately wanting to lead us in the paths of righteousness and holiness. Convict us of our sin, O Lord, and draw us back to our knees in repentance. For many, Lord, the path of rebellion has been long, and suffering has been painful. There seems to be no end in sight. But, Lord, you are the God of grace and the God of mercy. The more they rebel, the farther your outstretched hand reaches. You know every soul which is yours, despite their rebellion. You are patient beyond comprehension, but your patience is just, perfect, and finite. Father, I pray that you would move in the hearts of those who have turned away and have loved the world. Cause their hearts to find no satisfaction, no peace, no joy, no contentment with the world. Cause their hearts to be heavy, their souls to be dry and longing for the pure milk of the Word. Send your Holy Spirit to them to remind their hearts and souls that the hand of God is reaching into the storm of their lives, wanting to pull them to safety by having fellowship with you in obedience to your Word and in prayer. Glorify yourself, Lord, by turning back to yourself those whom you want in fellowship. Fill their hearts with the joy you give to each who loves you and wants to know and obey your word. Calm their hearts and calm their souls as they return to you in prayer, knowing that you hear their prayers, you will receive their prayers, that you will answer their prayers according to your will. In your name we pray, Lord. Amen.
This has been A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by the Hand in the Storm Ministries, P.O. Box 53559, San Jose, California, 95153. The website is thehandinthestorm.org. Our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. And thank you for spending these few minutes with us. And know that your generosity in supporting this ministry will be used to the honor and glory of God.